from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
For the love of God, please don't let this injury linger too much for Justin Herbert and the Chargers. Please, someone give the Chiefs a little bit of competition in this division. Because it's not looking great, Bob. Not looking good. The Chiefs, big favorites to win their division, obviously. Again, they do have Patrick Mahomes. I want to click through each one of these divisional odds, though, because I am curious if there is another team that has better odds to win their division than the Chiefs. Right now, the only one I'm seeing so far is the San Francisco 49ers. They have pretty good odds to win their division.
Brock Purdy still facing questions about his talent. Unbelievable.
As he should.
Why? Dak Prescott's getting handed $60 million this next offseason, and we're still questioning whether to give Brock Purdy, what, 45, 50, 55?
Well, that's what happens when you're a seventh-round pick, all right? You will be questioned until you have to do it again and again.
How many playoff games has Dak Prescott won?
And again.
How many?
And again.
How many playoff games has Dak Prescott won?
I believe two.
And Brock Purdy?
The San Francisco 49ers have won more games than that.
Yeah.
With Brock Purdy as their quarterback.
Yeah. And again, why are we asking this question? But I don't.
Again, the San Francisco 49ers, the team, won the game. Not Brock Purdy.
Stop it. You know what?
Because Dak Prescott gave up all those points on defense, right? He was playing DB. He was playing linebacker. He was had the headset on during the defensive.
Pretty sure he threw some interceptions late in the season that didn't really go so well.
I digress. The over-under win total for the Kansas City Chiefs, 11.5. I will take the over because I believe the Chiefs will win 12 games until Patrick Mahomes is not the quarterback of that team. Like, every season. Every year that he is the quarterback of that team. I think they went, 11-6 last year, which so far is their worst record as him, Patrick Mahomes as a starting quarterback.
Yeah, people were wondering if there were cracks in the shield starting to form.
Well, let's face it. Their offense last year during the regular season, it was not the same Chiefs offense that we're used to seeing. But again, as long as Patrick Mahomes is the quarterback, I have that team winning 12 games a year. And they have done that every season except last year.
Well, two of those were. I'm not going to say that was the fault of Kadarius Toney on the first one. And the whole bitching, remember when they lined up offsides or they lined up.
And that was such a cruel play that you just took a Hall of Fame play away from a Hall of Fame player. I mean, they just need to let that go.
It's like, was that legal, Mr. Frog? No, Kermit, it was not. But the second one, when he pretty much dropped a ball on the way to a winning touchdown of that game, I think you can put on him. So that probably should have been 13 wins instead of 11.
Yeah. So Chiefs over under is at 11.5. The Chargers over under at 8.5.
Ooh.
My heart tells me I want to take the over. My heart tells me that this Chargers team, it is going to be different. But the wind has been taken out of the sails a little bit with this Justin Herbert injury, where it's just you wonder if they even have the weapons around him to be able to give him a great season as well. I mean, you're right now, their depth chart at wide receiver looks like DJ Chark, Josh Palmer and the rookie Ladd McConkey.
Hmm.
With Will Disley as your tight end.
I mean, they give Justin Herbert $53.5 million, but then they bring in a collection of has-been wide receivers. Kind of makes me question what they're doing on offense as far as, like, through the air. They're obviously going to run the ball.
Well, and we'll see what happens with this Ladd McConkey kid out of Georgia. Good little player. But they whiffed on Quentin Johnson. He so far is looking like a bust.
Let Keenan Allen go.
When you're going into the season with your running back being Gus Edwards, too. I mean, like, what is... I mean, come on. I know Gus is a decent running back, but... I really feel like this team without Austin Eckler and then, I mean, Mike Williams as well, that this is just a very underwhelming offensive collection of talent.
I hear you. But it's Jim Harbaugh's collection of offensive talent. Undervalued or not? No, I'm not sure that he's going to be able to do much with these guys other than, I don't know, some tricksy run plays. I mean, it's the NFL. Run game's big. That establishes a pass. We get it. It's the age-old story. But doesn't sound like they have many weapons to work with. I'm assuming Jim Harbaugh thinks he knows something we don't.
Well, and Greg Roman, now their offensive coordinator as well. It'll be intriguing to see what he does. I mean, he's had some good offenses in the past. I mean, he's most recently the coordinator for the Ravens and before taking last year off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
I hope. I just pray that this Chargers team is able to overachieve and that this Justin Herbert injury and that the red flags with it are not as severe as it is. Because, again, just please, Herbert and the Chargers have a good season. Even their one good year that they had, it was the flame out in the playoffs, that blown game against the Jaguars. And so I'm just hoping that this is not the case this year and that we're not already looking to 2025 for the Los Angeles Chargers. And then the other two teams in this division, boy, not a lot of optimism as far as over-under win totals. The Las Vegas Raiders at over-under 6.5 the first year with Anthony Pierce. You want to talk about failing upwards in the world of football. Are Arizona State coach, recruit. You ended up getting popped for recruiting violations. And then, it was McDaniels who ends up losing his job, and you kind of fall into the spot of being the interim head coach. And granted, your players, they play for you in that final stretch of the season, but he will have a full year as the head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders. Godspeed, fella, because I as far as head coaches that I do not have a lot of faith in, new head coaches, he is going to be one of them. I think it's easy for a team to rally behind an interim head coach for the rest of the season, but now you got to go and prove it over a full season. And they're over under win totals at 6.5. Love me some Gardner Minshew mania.
But I would take the under. I don't think it's going to be a great season for the Las Vegas Raiders. And I think Davante Adams at some point will be traded from this team.
Yeah, that's what it's looking like, right? I mean, he was unhappy with Jimmy Garoppolo. If you haven't seen Netflix's Receiver show yet, go watch it. It's awesome. But, yeah, it hasn't seemed like Vegas really is the best place for him. And without even, because I'm not trying to be mean to Gardner Minshew here, but I'm going to say that they probably don't even have a quarterback on the roster now as talented as Jimmy Garoppolo.
Don't you besmirch Gardner Minshew.
I'm sorry. I like the stash, but there's a reason the dude's a backup and not a starter in the NFL. Or he's
I'm looking
more
at the depth chart. I see him as QB1, baby.
How much
that looks like
paid?
A starter to
like
me.
Like 8-9 mil? Yeah, they brought him in on a backup salary. He's lucky that he's playing in Vegas.
Gardner Minshew, QB1. Aiden O'Connell, QB2. You want to know who's on this depth chart at the third quarterback? Anthony Brown, baby.
Oh, there we go.
Ready for the Anthony
for
Brown
him.
Experiment?
Hey, you know what? He had to fill in for Lambjack in Baltimore a couple years ago. I don't think he looked great, but he didn't look bad. He actually knew how to run an offense in the NFL. He could keep it going.
So the Raiders at 6.5 win total there. And then the Broncos, they have they are tied for the second lowest over-under win total. The Patriots are the lowest in the league at 4.5.
Yikes.
But the Panthers and the Broncos over-under at 5.5. I'm taking the over for the Broncos, baby. I feel like them getting at least 6 wins, Sean Payton and Bo Nix at quarterback, I feel like they're going to be one of the nice little surprises in the NFL this year. I'm hoping so. Again, we got to have some optimism with our Oregon quarterbacks in this division. With Herbert's injury, obviously, but Bo Nix, the way that it sounds like he is tearing up training camp, go into the season with him as your starter. I would love to see the Broncos, Sean Payton, and Bo Nix have a somewhat of a surprising year and get like 6 or 7 wins.
I mean, I don't see it happening. I hope it does. It's not like he's got anybody to throw to.
I'm taking them to not finish last. I'll go Raiders finish last in that division. We're going Broncos number 3. With at least 6 wins. And then Chargers are going to finish a distant second in that division behind the Chiefs. Again, this is going to be the Chiefs division to lose until the end of time. Until Patrick Mahomes is no longer playing quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs. And Andy Reid isn't coaching that team anymore. And that's one of those questions, too, is how many more years does Andy Reid have left in him? Does he just ride this team out until Patrick Mahomes isn't playing anymore? That's like another, what, 13 years?
Yeah, like that's a situation where you want to go out on top, but at the same time, like, you could just add more and more and more greatness
Andy
to your
Reed,
trophy case. Like, I don't know, man.
So Andy Reid is 66. Patrick Mahomes is 28. So let's say Patrick Mahomes realistically has another 12 years left in his career. That means Andy Reid would be coaching until he's 78 years old.
Nah, I don't see it. I don't see it.
I hope so. I would love to see an old 78-year-old Andy Reid still on the sidelines in 12 years.
A dude wants to go back to his recliner and eat some nuggies before that happens.
But yeah, Chiefs, we'll see in the playoffs again. How many straight years has it been that they've won the division? I mean, what, we're going on...
What, at least 5?
I think more, because, I mean, with the years that they had Alex Smith on the team
Well. Oh, yeah, we're going back.
I mean, this could be going on 8 straight seasons of them win the AFC West. They have won it every year since 2016. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. They are going for their 9th straight divisional crown.
Jeez. And Pat Mahomes' quarterback contract, still making a bunch of money, but structured to allow others to be signed. It's a pretty good situation they got in Kansas City.
What a concept. How about that? Having a team-friendly contract so that way they can afford other players. This is one of my favorite things I've seen from the Dak Prescott contract negotiations is that, you know, it's not so much for him to get paid, but it's for the quarterback brotherhood. It's so that way quarterbacks around the league can get paid too. You know, they just keep raising the bar, and that's what all he's trying to do is help other quarterbacks in the future get paid by having his contract now be the highest in the league. And it's all about just helping out the brotherhood of quarterbacks in the NFL. It's not about me, okay?
No.
It's not about me getting $60 million.
But they already are getting paid. When Daniel Jones gets $40 million a year.
I truly believe that, I mean, again, if we have to look year by year, that was the contract that changed things. People, like, I'm sure GMs around the league were like, son of a bitch, when the Giants gave Daniel Jones $40 million a year. It was like, all right, I guess that is now the standard of a middle to low tier quarterback. And now we're going to have to be paying quarterbacks even more than we wanted to because of the New York Giants.
Yeah, Giants screwed everybody over. Good job, New York. Shocking.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.